Good morning. I'm Andrew McKay at Spence Cola Morning News. Joining us right now by phone, we have Colton Wright. He is the Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman right now and District 5 Representative. That means Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, that vicinity. Colton, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning. Hey, happy Monday.
Hey, great to have you. You were in D.C. last week, and you were talking about all kinds of military-related things. What did you accomplish? What did you work on? You tell me. I'm just curious to find out.
Well, we were up there Tuesday afternoon through Friday morning with the Northwest Florida Defense Coalition. So that, Escambia County, Santa Rosa County's efforts to make sure we're advocating for proper funding and support of our local military bases. So Commissioner Cola from Escambia County was up there along with myself and some business leaders and other people. And we were working on a number of things, trying to make sure that we got funding for hangar repair over at NAS Pensacola, funding for Child Development Center at NAS Whiting Field. You know, they've got a backlog and a waiting list of over 100 kids at that base. And also trying to get support from congressmen and senators for our efforts for a land swap over at Outlying Field Santa Rosa at the Navy Field over there off Highway 87.
Yeah, you guys have been working on this for a little while. Obviously, you've seen what happened with, Escambia County managing to pick up OLF-8 or what they're now calling Outlying Fields. Long process. Of course, I think Santa Rosa County has had much more recent success in getting land used, and you guys have that. If the Navy's willing to give up that property off of 87 in exchange for, I assume, land elsewhere that they would build a new outlying field, that would be right next to the industrial park, right? So that would be all kinds of prime real estate for economic development.
Yeah, that land would only be used for industrial and recreational use, no housing, no residential development or anything like that. I think the thing that's important to remind people of is that, we would not do anything that would impact the mission of the Navy. Actually, this land swap would be a way to enhance the Navy's capabilities. And that's one of the things we were just talking to, Senator Moody's team, Senator Scott's team, and a number of other people. Obviously, spoke with Jimmy at length on two different days while we were up there. And just explaining to them how we have the ability to save the Navy money by using county contracting and procurement to rehab runways, build a new field. So we can not only can we do it faster, we can do it cheaper. And so just working through those challenges and just trying to get support for it. So when the time comes, we can move forward.
Oh, so this would be one of those. There's a category of services that I've heard you guys talk about this before. What is it?
IGSA, an Intergovernmental Services Agreement.
Right, where because of the procurement and contracting, intensely red tape thick procurement and contracting obligations that the federal government, the Department of War has to go through in order to do anything, if you guys do it instead, you can do it at a much reduced price. And so to the degree you can partner with the Navy to do things like, for example, on NAS Whiting Field, or in this case, at an outlying field that you guys might build, it's a win for everybody. Am I putting all the pieces together right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. In a lot of our meetings, we're actually educating, the team members of these senators and congressmen about that process. Many of them weren't aware of it. And when we started talking about NAS Whiting and their outlying fields and the needs they have runways and taxiways that they cannot even begin to rehab until 2032 as far as the budget's concerned. Mm. If we start going down this path, we could effectively build new facilities or rehab their facilities so they would be able to reset the infrastructure time clock if we did it. And we could do it faster and much cheaper. So obviously they were all very interested in that.
So would there be another field somewhere else that the Navy would acquire that you guys would build? Or would this be we would take this land and in exchange we'd start providing these services? Or what's the nature of the deal that you're looking at?
Both are options.
Okay.
The Navy and Santa Rosa County are exploring all those options. It just depends on what they determine their actual needs are. There are existing fields that need some serious either rehab or advancements and changes to them. And as your listeners know, the new TH-73 Thrasher helicopter that the Navy is using for training is a larger, heavier airframe than what they previously used. And there's some challenges from an infrastructure standpoint that they've realized that they didn't know when they first did the contract that have come up. You know, it's a little heavier, so it needs different. There are different needs for the runways and the areas at these outlying fields that they weren't aware of originally.
Interesting, because you're driving trucks instead of the sedans, right? I mean,
kind of, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so exactly. Okay, let me play contrarian for just a second. Santa Rosa County is way behind on infrastructure projects, roads of all kinds. It sounds like you're talking about diverting some of the road and paving capability to helping the Navy, which we like helping the Navy, but it seems like it would actually slow down the other abilities we have to do infrastructure projects.
No, that's not the case at all. So we would be using a number of different funding sources, likely not using Santa Rosa County taxpayer dollars. Funding sources such as Triumph Gulf Coast, the DSIP grant that the state of Florida has, a number of different grant opportunities, much like we've done with the taxiway and apron at Whiting Field at the Aviation Park. Frankly, that project is a case study that we're using to show the Navy and, frankly, DHS how we can get things done. So that funding source does not affect the ability for us to address roads in Santa Rosa County or any parks or public safety or anything else.
But it would allow for economic development, which will ultimately generate revenue. It would provide some kind of revenue in the sense of the Navy is paying you instead of trying to do it internally. So there are upsides. Plus, if Triumph comes through because we're creating jobs in the process, we can kind of – I'm seeing all these different pieces work together, which is neat. We're talking about your trip last week to D.C. and the various things you were working on. The Coast Guard training facility that we are trying to get for NAS Pensacola, did you work on that?
Yeah, we sure did. Obviously, that's Escambia County's been heading up that effort, but I think, you know, what's good for Escambia is usually good for Santa Rosa and vice versa, especially with such a rich military history across the region. So we had a great meeting at Department of Homeland Security with Sean Planke and his team, and you know, we focused on or he focused on cost savings and quality of life and community support in their, you know, the factors they would use in determining, you know, what community or what facility would end up getting this new Coast Guard boot camp, you know, program. I don't know the military lingo for it, but, you know, it's effectively a new boot camp and a new training facility for Coast Guard. So as we discussed, NAS Pensacola, the fact that they already have, you know, good force protection there, they've got existing buildings that can be used, and there's, you know, it's currently a $30 million investment into rehabbing the berths for the cutters there. So when we started adding all those things in, Sean Planke and his team were very interested in the Pensacola area. And I think, you know, they've got a lot of communities and states that are vying for that position and that project. But I think, I think the outlook looks very good for us.
Okay.
They were very impressed by the community support and quality of life in the region.
What are the other cities? Do we know who we're up against?
I know that Tim Scott has been pushing for Beaufort, South Carolina, which is obviously a Marine Corps area.
Right.
I know there's some push for some places in Texas. I even heard that, you know, Birmingham, Alabama, and a former college that was closed down is in the or was requested. But
I don't
see how a landlocked
site?
Community like Birmingham. Yeah, I don't see how Coast Guard wants to be in a landlocked area like Birmingham, Alabama. But, you know, especially if you took a closed down college, you'd have to create, you know, all kinds of force protection infrastructure from scratch. And the cost of doing that would be outrageous. And, you know, and that's one of the things we talked with Sean about, you know, the IGSA and the ability for us to do it cheaper. So, you know, we laid out all of the pros and cons, and frankly, there was a lot more pros in the column for NAS Pensacola. So hopefully we'll make some headway and we'll hear something soon.
Hey, I know this isn't why you were there, but I know you were there with Mike Kohler, and of course he's a Escambia County Commissioner for District 2. One of the things that had come up recently was the possibility of there being some sort of funding application partnership for the replacement for the Navarre Beach Bridge in conjunction with the replacement for the Bob Sykes Bridge, that maybe you guys could be, you know, our two counties could be working together to secure funding for both. Or did any of that by chance come up? Is this something you've been working on?
Certainly been working on it. The only time it came up in conversation was with Jimmy Petronas. We just talked about some general infrastructure issues in the region and in Santa Rosa County. But this particular trip was primarily for the Defense Coalition.
Got it. Okay.
So we tried to focus. The meetings were back to back and very hectic for several days. So we tried to stay on task as much as we could, especially since we had other people in the meetings with us.
Now, I know it's kind of one of those, like, you might be talking about anything with him, but when you're talking with Jimmy Petronas, did you work at all on the farmland issue? Because obviously this has come up, and we've been covering it this morning, the kind of back and forth with you and Rhett Rowell or whatever. But this is kind of to me, throw as much mud up against the wall and try and find funding sources as you can. Did you talk about that with Jimmy?
Yeah, so the nice thing about, obviously, Jimmy is we have great working relationships, right? As a matter of fact, we were standing in the hallways outside of his office, and we were about 15 minutes early, and he came walking down the hall and asked us what we were doing in the hallway, right? He says, let's go in the office. So he let us in early, and he did. He mentioned to me, obviously, Shannon Ogletree was there with me, and he mentioned, he goes, hey, I met a guy yesterday that knows you guys. And I said, well, who's that? And he goes, I'll get Stafford to get me a name. He goes, it's Ryan Jenkins. He was in here asking for some things for farms. And I laughed and I said, absolutely, I know Ryan. So he had, Ryan had an ask for a project regarding some type of grain or corn silo and a dryer and some other things. So we immediately began brainstorming if we could use Triumph dollars or we could make that an economic development project. So I texted Ryan when I got out of the meeting and said, hey, Jimmy just mentioned you and let's circle back next week. So he and I are supposed to catch up this week and get a better understanding of what he's looking for. But it just goes to show you how many people are in D.C. at any given moment, because apparently he had been there just the day before and met with Congressman Petronas and his staff.
You had mentioned the Child Development Center at NAS Whiting Field is one of the things they're working on. This is basically a preschool / daycare, right?
That's correct. Yeah, the old one or the current one is in an old package store on base. It's a very old facility, and they just don't have the capability. So that look, when you've got junior lieutenants and officers going through flight training, the last thing we need to do is have them worrying about they're having some place for their kid to, in those early years before they're in school, right?
Right.
And currently the waiting list is over 100 kids long, and we're just trying to find a way to fund a new facility and build something newer and better so they can focus on getting their wings and being the war fighters of the future, and we can just help give them the tools they need.
Can I throw a weird idea at you that might be of no value whatsoever, but it occurs to me, I was watching the Board of Trustees meeting from UWF from last week, and one of the things that UWF is looking at is they're looking at a charter school that would be a lab school for their teachers to practice in and learn from, and it would be operated by somebody outside, but they would come in and build it on UWF. The other thing that they're looking at is some kind of a K-3 maybe private school. But one of the things that Manny Diaz kept mentioning is the value to the students with kids and the faculty with kids of having a school / K-3, or even as they do now, a pre-K like the daycare center, the Child Development Center. Having that on campus solves a lot of logistical issues for those parents. Now, I don't know exactly what would be involved, but is there any application of that concept for even not just daycare, pre-K, but to, K-3, K-6, something like that on the campus at NES Whiting Field?
I haven't heard any talk of that. I'm just going to guess that based on the age of the members,
Sailors and the Marines,
the junior officers, that they're probably, most of them don't have kids that age. I think most of them are either don't have any children at all or just extremely young families.
Okay.
So we've, the need that I've heard from them is primarily that, newborn to toddler.
Got it. Okay.
Age group.
Okay. So already solving for the demographic that actually exists among the trainees. Okay. That makes sense. I was just, thinking out loud, and I thought, well, there's several hundred people doing this thing. Maybe there'd be value in this other thing. So fair enough. Santa Rosa County Commission Chairman right now, and also District 5, which is Tiger Point and Gulf Breeze, Colton Wright. Colton, as always, thank you for the time. We look forward to talking to you again soon, and we'll see you then.
All right. Thanks for having me.